You're listening to That's What They Say on Michigan Public.
Sometimes we're left in the lurch, and I think it's fair to say that most of us don't know where that lurch is.
That's what they say. I'm Rebecca Kruth, and I am joined in the studio today by University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Hi, Ann.
Hi, Rebecca.
Today, we have a question from Laurel. Laurel says, is lurch ever used except for leaving someone in the lurch? And I think that that is probably the only way that I could use lurch, unless I'm talking about the butler from the Addams Family.
Exactly. And we would not want to forget about that television series with Lurch the butler.
He was such a sweet character.
But I love Laurel's question about lurch and whether we see this in expressions other than leaving someone in the lurch. Rebecca, from the beginning, we should note that there is another lurch out there, the noun and the verb, that refer to lurching around, staggering, or swaying. That is a different root that shows up in the first half of the 1800s and comes from ships. So that has nautical roots and then can mean swaying or staggering around. That's a different word. So let's talk about leaving someone in the lurch. This comes from French lurche, which was a game that we don't have a lot of details about, but it sounds like it was like backgammon. It involved dice. It was played in the 16th and 17th centuries. So you had the game, and then coming from the game, lurch came to refer to a devastating win, a state of the score in which one player is way ahead of the other. So you can think about this as, I don't know, six love in tennis, or, and some cribbage players still use this, if the winner of a cribbage game scores more than twice as many points as the other player. Rebecca, do you play cribbage?
I have never played cribbage in my life. It looks hard and complicated.
Oh, it's so fun. And in cribbage, you can be skunked, but it's even worse if you are lurched.
I'll keep that in mind.
Now, you'll see then lurch as a verb, which means to beat someone by a specific number of points or by this vast distance. We found in the history of English, there are some expressions that are now obsolete. You could give someone the lurch, which was to get the better of someone. You could have someone on or in or at the lurch, which would be to have that person at a disadvantage. Or you could be in someone's lurch, which would be to be in their power. And then we have leave in the lurch. We have evidence of this back to 1596 in the Oxford English Dictionary. Rebecca, what does it mean for you to leave someone in the lurch?
To leave them hanging without any help or assistance.
Perfect. Yep. And usually in a bad place.
Yeah.
They are in adverse circumstances with no support, no help. And for a while, the verb could also mean this. So you could say, I was lurched, which would mean, as you noted, I was left out there hanging with no help. I may start saying that.
I'm definitely going to start saying that.
Now, Rebecca, I have another question for you, which is, can you leave someone in a lurch in addition to leaving them in the lurch?
I think I would tend to leave somebody in the lurch, but I'm sure you're going to say something that's going to make me go, oh, no, actually, maybe I could use a lurch.
I had the same response. And from my email evidence, I do often say leave someone in the lurch. But I have one instance where I say, oh, I wouldn't want to leave her in a lurch.
There you go. Yep, I could use it that way.
It's something that I can do, but I try not to leave people in lurches.
And you never do that when it comes to language. Thank you so much, Anne.
Always a pleasure.
Anne Curzan is an English professor at the University of Michigan and the author of Says Who, a kinder, funner usage guide for everyone who cares about words. We look at the evolution of language Friday afternoons at 4:45 and Sunday mornings at 9:35 here on Michigan Public. You can also subscribe to the show wherever you get your podcasts. And if you've got a language question for us, email us at language@michiganpublic.org.